Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 25th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our joy to share a message that we hope will encourage you today. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare this message on an absolutely gorgeous Monday morning as we look outside today, and I've already been out for a brief walk. Today, we need encouraged, every one of us, in one way or another. Today's message is titled, Many Hardships. And we have two scripture texts that we will use during the message. One, the words of our Lord. The other, a portion of a sermon by Paul and Barnabas. The texts are Mark 10, verse 24, and then Acts 14, verse 22.
Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
We have a fun time in our home with the easy button. You push the button and the voice emphatically states, well, let's play it, Brooksine. Move back and get the easy button. We can do that on the podcast. It says that was easy, but we're going to play it for you.
That was easy.
Well, do you recognize that? Most of you know that this is a popular ad campaign run by the Office Superstore Staples. Of course, the intent of the button is to show us how much easier our lives will be if we merely remember to shop at Staples. I've considered using this button in my preaching. When I conclude a point I feel the listeners should have grasped, I merely push the easy button.
That was easy.
In order to experience a more interactive participation, I could distribute an easy button to each attendee, and they could all push it together, sort of an affirming response to my message, similar to collectively saying, Amen. Wouldn't that make for an interesting church service? Brooksine added, it would be quite a bit distracting as well. Well, of course, I'm teasing, but the easy button has got me pondering. We live in a time when easy is valued, expected, and even considered an entitlement to many. We strive to do whatever needed to make life easier, whether it's in our chores, our jobs, our relationships, or physical exercise. In other words, whatever it takes, physical, mental, or emotional exertion on our part. This mentality can spill over into the spiritual as well. And rather than considering the harder demands of biblical discipleship, we may tend to look for the easy way. When facing a call that may be hard or require great sacrifice, we may choose an easier solution.
John and Esther Spurrier have served as missionaries in Zambia, Africa since the mid-70s. John is a medical doctor who serves at Macha Hospital in Zambia, where he seeks to compassionately minister to the sick and needy. Yesterday, he and Esther shared about their ministry in Zambia during our worship service. The PowerPoint presentation gripped our hearts as they featured photos of the sick, weak, and dying that they minister to daily. They issued a strong and convicting challenge to the congregation to respond to the voice of the Lord who says, "Whom shall I send, and who shall go for us?" Like Isaiah, our response should be, "Here am I, send me."
Well, is there an easy button in the Christian life? Many of us would say, well, if there is, I would sure like to find it. In the first daily text, they are the words of Jesus, but a portion I really doubt if too many have memorized. He's teaching his disciples, and here's the statement he makes again. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God.
In our second text today, Paul and Barnabas are on their first missionary journey and are returning to some of the cities where they had earlier established churches. Their basic message to these young churches is summed up in this phrase, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. But Luke sums up the essence of their verbal message in a single phrase, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Well, this portion bears careful attention in an age when the call to follow Christ is often presented to unbelievers as, oh, it's simple, or it's really easy. We might not be too comfortable sharing Acts 14:22 with those we are seeking to win for Christ.
Notice that simple phrase, you must go through. This hard reality seems to be an acknowledgement that there is no easy button in life. Testings of all kinds are present from our childhood to the final breath we draw on this life. Thankfully, during our times of hardships, we can, quote from Hebrews 4, verse 16, approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Well, I'm sure that many or some of you are going through many hardships today. You wonder how the particular matter you're dealing with is going to work out. You sure would like to find that easy button.
My fellow believer, let us encourage you today. God is faithful. He will make a way. It may not be the way we would prefer, and it may not be easy, but we have a promise of entry into the kingdom of God, and His promises are always absolutely sure. Let this truth encourage you today.
And let's pray together. Father, though I am called to go through many hardships, there isn't one that I face alone. For in my weakness, you are made strong. In my folly, you are the God of infinite wisdom. And in my fear, I take hold of the hope offered to me, which is firm and secure. You will not abandon the work of your hands, but fulfill your purpose for me as you strengthen, sustain, and instruct me during times of testing. I do not want to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. Keep me faithful to the end. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen to that prayer for me as well, and I hope for each of our listeners today. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Each morning we update the website with this current message and the podcast, of course, but if you go to the web, you'll find some additional materials that we can't communicate through a podcast, namely links and photos. And today we do have several photos up, some beautiful nature photos on our walk, including some interesting ones of a turkey riding on the back of a pony. We also have a picture of the Spurriers, the dedicated missionary couple we referred to in the message that we met yesterday and took their picture yesterday after the service. Well, again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared and posted for Monday, February 25th, 2008. We share that because we know not everyone listens to the podcast the day we record it, and thus if you wanted to look at the message on the web, you need to go back to the message again prepared for February the 25th, 2008. Well, it's a joy to share with you today, and we hope that you have been encouraged and that you will be encouraged. Know of God's steadfast love and care for you.